Land of Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 15th of February, the day after the Day of Love. So can't wait till next year, then we can do a Valentine's Day show.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Will that work, or is it a leap year?
It'll be a Saturday, won't it? Because it goes on the next day. Doesn't go backwards.
Does it not?
No.
Oh,
you've got
know.
To wait 6 years now.
No, it's not a leap year next year, is it?
No, but what normally happens is whatever date it is this year, the next year
Friday
is the
14th.
After.
Yeah, it'll be the 14th.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get planning,
yeah.
Gem.
Yeah,
planning.
Gem, it's a Friday next year. Okay, anyway.
I expect flowers, by the way, when I come in.
It will certainly be bubbly. As you can hear, my wonderful co-host today is the absolutely gorgeous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guests are the lovely Kate and Keith Mirren, founders of Athelbray Limited.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. So it's a welcome back to Kate, because Kate was on the show.
I had you last year, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah. And brought Keith this year.
Yeah. I let him out for the day.
Yeah. So you do exist. You know, I was wondering if you was a figment of her imagination.
I'm a person.
So we've got a great show lined up for you. You've got lots going on. Gemma's got a fantastic tip for you in a little while.
You have.
We do want to hear from you, the listeners. It's a little bit quiet out there in the old Twitter world this morning. So give us a tweet at Bunk Extra with an X, hashtag Be Extra Be Bunker. Let us know, how's your week been? What have you been up to? Have you had a busy week? Give us a call in the studio. You're more than welcome to. We are waiting for somebody to call us on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. If you just want to say hello, if you've got an event you want to shout out, give us a call. You can always email me at bunkerextra@gmail.com if you've got an event to shout out about, or if you'd like to come on the show. We've got quite a long lineup of guests ready for you, but if we do have a few spaces, so if you'd like to come on the show, just give us an email. Now, on last week's show, I was joined by our new co-host, Julie Daniels, her second show. She did very well. She's getting into the swing of it now. And our guests were Tony and Bev Burke from Chips and Dinks. I have to say that very slowly and carefully, because one time I said it completely wrong and I just don't want to do that again. But it was great to hear more about what Tony does. So he does does Chips and Dinks repairs on cars, but also on hard surfaces as well, so furniture and
kitchen
cabinets
services.
And kitchen services and that type of thing, which was very useful information, because we've got a table we want him to paint. So that we learn these things when people come into the studio that we didn't know before about them. So that was great. And Bev, his wife, is his admin person now, and she gets him where he needs to be at the right time at the right place and organises him, which is great. And it was lovely hearing a bit more of their background story. So if you did miss that show and want to find out more, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and that show and all of our previous shows are there. You can listen to them at your leisure, and you can download them as a podcast and take us wherever you go. Travel and listen to the Bunker Extra show. Perfect. It's cold out there. I don't like it.
Yeah, but the sun's out.
Getting brighter.
Can the days hurry up, please? Getting longer. Yes.
So, you know, it's almost that time where you can sit in the garden and drink Prosecco.
Yes.
Not just in your house. I mean, there's a time for both. It's nice to be in front, you know, cozy fire.
Exactly.
But then being in the garden, that's a whole other experience.
It is, yes. Yeah. I love the positivity it's been on that. Thank you very much. I'm already sitting on the patio, opening my Prosecco.
We look forward to it.
Yes.
I'll be knocking the door.
I'll find something else for us to build this year.
Oh, yeah.
I had a team building event last year, putting together the trampoline.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it go well?
But it turns out...
Was there too much Prosecco involved?
Well, there was not too much, but it turns out I'm not a great team leader and I'm not good at reading instructions.
We spent ages.
Hours.
Hard work.
What you need is some training.
Definitely.
For sure. They did curse me a little bit when I said, oh, actually, if you do this, it's so much easier. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was good. It was a good team building effort. We got there in the end, and a fantastic trampoline.
So, big job to do, and you call it team building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Exactly. Hello. Next job is painting the house. Everyone's going to avoid but going to come over for a dinner party? No.
Bring a paintbrush, not a bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. She'll have them ready for you.
Yeah. Here's your overalls. Here's your paint. No, it's great. What have you been up to, Gemma? Apart from shocking me by actually being up early to breakfast meeting this morning.
I've been working loads and loads. I've been doing lots of training, some with Athelbrae, some with Orchard. Have I been to any events? I don't think I've been to.
Have you not been?
Oh, I have. I did go to an event in London.
Oh, you did? Too busy working.
Yeah.
No, that's good though. It's quite funny. I was listening to Gemma talk before we went on air about a client's issue, and I was like, oh, your job's actually not as boring as I thought it was.
Cheeky. Cheeky.
This is dry is the word, isn't it? Dry is the word I meant. Sorry, not
I
boring.
Take four out of law.
You do. You do. That's how
I strap line that.
You came up with that, didn't you, when we were sorting out your events the year before? It's like Gemma does, and that's how I describe her now. So when I'm one of the benefits of helping people run events is if they ask for advice on speakers or suggest speakers. So obviously, if it's a subject that Gemma to be fair, Gemma can speak about anything, but if I know she'll fit with the event, I do suggest her, and they go, "Oh yeah, she's a lawyer." I mean, yeah, but don't worry, Gemma takes the bore out of law. Yeah. It's her selling point. But it's good.
What have you been up to, Amanda?
I've been travelling around a lot.
Yeah, you have. Every time you're in the car, darting around, taking pictures.
All over the place. I'm on a mission to bring events beyond London and to highlight the profile of the South East as a fantastic area for events. So many amazing venues across the South East. Kent is huge. I never realised. You never appreciate how big Kent is, do you? Kent
until you're driving across
it. It's huge, exactly. Apparently, it's the second largest non-metropolitan county.
Well, I thought it was the largest. Which one's the first, then?
Yorkshire.
Oh, well.
Is it Yorkshire, Paul? Can't remember. We were talking about this last night, but I can't remember.
It is really large, though. For instance, like yesterday, I drove to see a client in Sandwich, and it took me an hour. And in my mind, I'm like, it's in Kent, so it can only really be half an hour away.
Yeah. But no, it's good. Yeah. And I didn't actually realise how close we were to Sussex and Surrey. It's like,
yeah.
On the borders.
It is, exactly. Mm. It's quite fun. But no, it's been nice. Meeting new people, finding new venues. There's some amazing buildings out there. Incredible. It's great. Fantastic. Because you've got so much outdoor space. You've got parking. It's one of my bugbears for London. Yeah. There's no parking. Yeah. And I've got very exciting news. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going up to London to the MNIT Awards. Now, the MNIT Awards are the most prestigious events industry awards going. And Paul and I are going up for the awards evening. I'm so excited. It's in a Battersea Park, Evolution Battersea, and Gethin Jones is the compere for the evening.
Oh, excellent.
So my challenge is to get a selfie with Gethin Jones. I'm going to do like an Ellen selfie type thing. Come on, everybody, get in. But no, it's really nice. It's nice to understand the industry a lot more and get known in the industry a lot more. So very excited about that. So there'll be a lot. Can you imagine the social media that's going to be come out of this. Watch out, everyone's phone's going to be ping, 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 ping. She's tweeting again, she's posting again. But it's good. No, it's fun.
We've had a tweet from Neil Shorthouse. So he says he's listening in and eating way too much chocolate in the office. Now, Neil, you and I were friends. we're no longer friends because I'm not in the office. Make sure you save me some, please. I'll be back on Monday.
That ain't going to happen, is it? Neil, don't save her any. She doesn't need it. It's fine. We've also had a shout out from 10 Intelligence to say they're listening in. So good morning, 10 Intelligence team. Richard's back on next week with some more security advice for us. So thank you for listening. And we've had one from Jobs in Kent. Heya, lovely Bunk Extra team. Could we have a shout out for Medway Careers Fair on the 14th of March at St George Hotel? It's your chance to meet local businesses for advice, assistance and great jobs at the Medway Careers Fair on Thursday, the 14th of March. It's at the St George's Hotel. Just need to know, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So great. If you go to, if you follow at jobsinkent.com, have a look on their Twitter and there's more information there. You don't have to book on, you just need to turn up. It's great if you're looking for a job, looking to change career, lots of great advice. And they've got workshops being run by the wonderful Tracy Ferguson as well. So it's going to be a great day. Fabulous. Is Neil coming back and saying, no, you can't have any chocolate?
He's eaten it all.
Enjoy the spots, Neil.
Yes, exactly. You will suffer later, Neil. You know you will. So, Gemma, Yes. You have some advice for our listeners today. So, okay. Gemma, HR, employment law specialist.
I am a specialist.
Specialist. Yes.
So what I thought I'd talk to you about today is pregnancy, seeing as it's Valentine's.
Is this something you want to tell us?
Not for me. So in about, you know, a few months' time, some employers might be finding out that their staff are pregnant. And my top tip is not to panic. And people often, I say that and then you laugh, but people do often get scared when they hear that somebody's pregnant. It's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Or, you know, I need to reduce staff. So just to let you know, there are four rights that employees who are pregnant or on maternity leave have. One is not to be treated unfairly. So that is in relation to anything. So you can't use morning sickness as counting towards their normal absences, for instance. The second is to the right to attend antenatal appointments. Another is to have a risk assessment. And the final one is to trump all others when there's a redundancy situation in offering suitable alternative employment. So what that means is not that you can't make somebody redundant if they're pregnant. It shouldn't be because they're pregnant. However, if the job has diminished or reduced, they can still be made redundant. But if there's another job which is suitable alternative employment, and even if there's somebody else who you think might do it a little bit better, that person trumps them in that position. That's my top tip for the day. Well, a bit serious, isn't it?
No, but the question. So with regards to the morning sickness, so obviously because some women suffer horribly with morning sickness. I did for 3 months. It was horrible. They can't obviously, so you should get standard, they should give you sick pay or standard sick
pay?
So
no, it would just be as usual. So whatever your policy is, whether that's statutory sick pay or company sick pay, so a bit extra.
Mm.
But what I'm saying is they can't use that sickness to count against you. So whilst they might be looking at your absences and saying, oh, you shouldn't really be having more than a couple of weeks off a year, they shouldn't use anything pregnancy related. That could be anything, could be blood pressure, swollen feet, morning sickness, anything pregnancy related against you in that count. So it's like having two separate counters, one for pregnancy related sickness and one for all other.
Cool.
Which means ask the question. If someone rings in and says, oh, I'm not coming in today, I'm not feeling very well, you say, well, what's wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. And so then that's from an employer's point of view. And say, because it's a big minefield, isn't it, and what they can and can't do. So
it is a big thing. So I was telling, I'm dealing with redundancy at the moment, and there is a lady who's pregnant. Her main concern is, if I'm made redundant, do I still get my redundancy pay? Because you can imagine being on the other flip side of that, knowing that your family's about to grow and then your income is going to reduce. Mm. So the answer to that is it depends on when you're made redundant. So if it's before your qualifying week, and the qualifying week is 15 weeks before the baby's due, if you are dismissed before that, then you don't get maternity pay, not from your employer. You might be able to get maternity allowance from the job centre. If it's after that date, then, so if the baby's due within 15 weeks and you're made redundant in that time, then you are entitled to redundancy pay, notice pay, all your accrued holiday pay, and your 39 weeks of maternity pay.
Wow.
So what does the person do if they think their company is treating them unfairly because they're pregnant?
Well, they should actually put that in writing and let the person know, and then they can go to ACAS and seek advice or contact an employment lawyer who deals with employees.
HR employment law.
Which is not me. I do on the other side. I'm on the dark side. I work with employers. But they should definitely flag it. And because sometimes an employee might not even realise they're doing that. I know that sounds silly, but they might not realise that this is a pregnancy-related thing and I'm feeling like you're treating me unfairly.
Mm.
So I'll give you another example, not to take up all the airtime or anything.
No, but it's good to know because it's a minefield, isn't it? And if you employ people, you need to have everything covered.
So one of my clients said to me, I was told by a HR person that I don't have to pay for bank holidays during maternity. And I said, that's incorrect. So any rights which they normally get, so if they normally get bank holidays paid for during when they're not pregnant or not on maternity, that should continue. So they should continue to get all their benefits. That includes a company car. You can't say, well, you're off for 9 months. Give us the car back and have it back when you come back to work. So, yeah, that's my top tips with the S, plural.
Tips. I said you could give one. Yeah. No, but it's good.
Whenever I say, followed the rules.
Exactly. That's what we like. Be disruptive. Yeah. It's really important to a lot of people, and as small businesses grow into big businesses, you know, you have to take on staff, otherwise you can't grow. It's just, and the minefield that it is, it's great to have advice and tips. And also, if you ever want any more advice, obviously do contact Gemma directly at Orchard Employment Law.
Yep. .co.uk.
.co.uk.
Little plug in there. Yeah.
So are the rules different for small or large businesses?
No.
So both.
So it doesn't matter whether you've got one employee. And I, you know, I appreciate that that is a burden on the person who's only employing one or two people, knowing that somebody's going to be out of work for 39 weeks. But it doesn't make a difference. And they don't sympathise with you either. Even if you haven't got the money, they're like, well, you know, that's your obligation.
I was just about to say, but you can obviously employ somebody to cover maternity.
Yeah, of course.
But then obviously you've got to pay two people as it well.
Yeah, and what I would say about it depends on what your it says in your policies, but standard maternity, so nothing enhanced, is 90% for the first 6 weeks, and it is capped as well, and then it's statutory maternity pay, which isn't an awful lot for the remainder of the time. So it's not like you're paying two sets of
full on
100% of the salary.
It's a minefield though, isn't it?
It is a minefield.
So maybe next time I'll talk about what happens when they come back and they say they want flexible working on the chase around. So, for you guys, November time when you're...
Very apt. I like the way you planned that in Valentine's.
It's almost like you planned it.
We've had a tweet from Paul. Could we have a bunk extra? Shout out, please. For the employability event, how businesses in Kent are benefiting from the pool of talent of people with autism and sensory disabilities. Free event at County Hall on the 20th of March from 9:30 to 1 p.m. at County Hall Maidstone, the Kent Supported Employment Employability event. Fantastic.
Always a great event.
They're great events, and it's really great to see the talent pool that is out there.
What I liked about Kent Supported Employment, I've probably said it before, but what they do, apart from just placing people with these educational needs or disabilities in the work, they come and learn the job for them, because most employers say, well, I haven't got the time to take extra time to show this person how to do the job. So they're like, okay, teach me and I'll teach that person, which I think is great. I mean, we should have that for all apprentices, really.
Yeah. No, that is really good. Now, there is some amazing events coming up over the next couple of weeks. It is actually the 15th of Feb, so, you know, halfway through February again already.
Yep.
It's like, slow down.
It's scary, isn't it?
Slow it down. Let's do one each. You do one and then I'll do one.
So the next one coming up is the 20th of February at Ashford Picture House, 7 p.m. Kent Digital Meetup. Which is some great conversations, live refreshments, and epic speakers. I like that they said that.
Epic.
And popcorn. I might actually go to this one. This is a month, A Tale of Two Mikes, and they've got Mike Hacker, also known as Hacks, and I don't know who the other Mike is. Oh, Mike Orchard. Mike Orchard's great as well, not just because his name's Orchard, but he's great as well. I know him also. So if you want to book onto that, then do go to meetup.com/Kent-digital-meetup.
Fantastic. I'm going to go along to that.
Yeah. Popcorn.
And, not just because of the popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
You know, everyone was thinking that Gemma was food orientated. No, they. I love these Kent Digital meetups because... it's a big mixture of people in the digital world and digital businesses. But as a non-digital company, you can go along and find out what's new, what's coming, what's going on, because we all need digital to help and support our businesses. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. The topics are how to leverage video in the attention economy, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
because we're all getting a bit jaded, I think, with lots of stuff. So how do you make yourself stand out? And what's the other thing he's talking about? Project teams with his digital democracy and the future of work. Digital democracy. Ooh.
No.
Sounds interesting.
Fancy words.
What have you got there, Amanda?
Well, coming up in 3 weeks' time, blimey, the 8th of March. So we're going into March, is International Women's Day. Woo. It's International Women's Day internationally, funnily enough, on the 8th of March. And there's lots of events going on the week before. I love this, the way that us women have now managed to make it beyond one day. So the International Women's Day is the 8th of March. It's very pretty, very, very female thing to do, isn't it? But now we've pretty much, it's going to be like the International Women's Day month. there's an event on the 5th of March, there's an event on the 11th of March. But I want to tell you about this one. So this is the 8th of March from 9:30 to 4 p.m. at the stunning Portland Hotel Reserve in Hythe, the Aspinall Foundation and Butterflies events, we're joining up to bring you an International Women's Day event with a difference. I'm really excited about this. Been working with...
Is there going to be a safari?
There is going to be a safari.
Good.
Of course.
Does Ali get the right one?
Holland.
Holland is booked on because there's a safari.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Ollie.
Ali.
So I called Gemma Emma earlier. I've losing all my letters. It's great. We've got such a great lineup. I've been working with Jane Michot, who is the director of fundraising at the Aspinall Foundation, to bring together something different. Because very often with the International Women's Day events, they're great, but you get speakers and you're hearing the speakers talk and it's inspirational, all that. But sometimes it can be a bit, just hearing people's stories. Whereas this is, we're doing interactive. It's going to be really interactive panel discussions, discussing the barriers that women have faced or still do face in the world of work. And the lineup we have got in our panel is awesome. I'm so excited about it. Can you tell? I'm really excited about it. You know, okay, Port Lim, excited. Women in business, excited. Amazing panel, excited. So Jamie Schott from the Aspinall Foundation is running the panel discussions. We've got Melanie Blythe, who is the head of UK Fleet Solutions at Shell. We have some lawyer who's apparently quite good. Oh, it's you. We have Gemma Fairclough Haynes, founder of Orchard Employment Law. And although I've noticed you're calling yourself CEO of Orchard Employment Law.
I am
now.
The CEO. Yeah. Yep, I've upgraded.
Upgrade. Yeah. I love that when you're self employed. You're like, oh, yeah. What title can I give myself
that title.
This week?
I'm having that one.
Yeah. We have. Yeah. Commander in chief. We have Frankie Cont, who is primate keeper at Port Lim. So she's been at Port Lim for many years now, and she's one of the head keepers in the primate section.
I saw some photos of her, I think you put on yesterday.
Cuddling, so fantastic. We have Lucy Whitmore, who is the retail partnership director at Cardlytics. Cardlytics is a big tech company. We have now also two additional members to the panel. So we have Amy Cheadle, who is the co-founder of Northern Dough. And Northern Dough produce dough pizza-based products, which are frozen. You can make your fresh pizza from. And they sell throughout Sainsbury's, Waitrose, Ocado and all that type of thing. So her and Emma Shaw from, I can't pronounce the name of her company. Sorry, Emma, I'll have to find out exactly how to call it. But Emma is the managing director of her own company who deals with counterintelligence. And she has been in the security industry for over 20 years. And she is known as one of the most senior leaders within the security industry, and I can't think of any more sort of Shell and law and keepers and tech,
quite diverse,
and it's like, you know, I guess if you want to pinpoint some of the most male dominated environments you probably can come across,
they
are it, and it was all planned. But it's really great. So what we're going to do is with the panel discussions, we're going to interact. What barriers do people have? Discussions. We're going to hear from our experts on their experiences and their expertise. A great lunch, plus some networking activities. I've got some great ones lined up. Plus safari. Plus we're also doing informal drinks at the end of the day in the bar if we're not fed up with networking already. With 50 plus women in business, it's great because there's a real mixture of people booking on. There's ladies coming down from London, from across Kent, so it's going to be awesome. If you want to come, there are still tickets available at the early bird price of £39. If you go to butterfliesevents.co.uk/IWD event, early bird tickets are only available for a couple more days, so do get booked on and join us at the best ever International Women's Day event. Do you think I've oversold it there? Bigged it up enough. Sorry, Gemma, what else have you got over there?
We've got some breakfast, since we're talking about food. So 21st of February, which is just next week, Thursday, at the Ship Inn in Dimchurch, 7:45 a.m. It's not too bad, really, as far as breakfast go. That's Marsh, Marsh Breakfast Networking. Dymchurch booking is essential. So to that's our Terry.
TD body.
Botfield, yeah.
Yeah.
Book on Eventbrite at March Networking.
Marshness.
Marsh.
Yeah. Marsh.
Get there.
Not March. Marsh.
Marsh is in Marshland.
See, it's not just me losing my letters today. talking of International Women's Day, there is another women's event, which is on the 11th of March, Digital Women Live. This is being organised and run by the lovely Lucy Hall of Aviso Media. A day of digital learning, inspiration and storytelling. Women in Digital event. Learn to boost your digital skills and be inspired by inspirational women in digital business. The event is perfect for female founders, business owners, women in digital, marketers, women who are looking to break into digital, students exploring careers in digital, women who want to be inspired by other women and look to boost their digital skills. So this is all around, obviously, digital and getting involved with it. So if you go to kickstartsocial.media, look for the Digital Women Live event and book on for that. I believe they still have tickets available. Fantastic.
I've got an event that I'm sponsoring.
Have you?
Yeah. So on the 18th of April, which is the Thursday before Good Friday.
It's April. Not March. I thought it was in March. No, it's April.
It's April. Yeah. So I'm just giving people plenty of warning because okay. I feel like it's going to be a sellout.
Okay? For sure.
Yeah. So it's a free event. Waffling over waffles. You just can't get better than that.
No, I know.
You can't get better than that. So we're just going to chat.
It's based again.
Yeah. Hello. There will be chocolate. Someone asked me, will there be chocolate? Of course.
Will there be waffles?
Of course. There'll chocolate be chocolate and waffles. And, waffles. Mm. And there might be a few, well, there'll be a few other toppings, sweet and savoury, different ones. You can have a bit of both. So 18th of April, you can book on Eventbrite if you search for waffles or if you're really, really struggling, even if you're not struggling, send me a message and I'll send you the link. It is booking though, because we need to know how many we're catering
for. And where is
for.
It?
Dragon Co-working, Chatham or Rochester, whichever way, how you're feeling on the day.
How are you feeling? Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. I might actually come to that one.
Yeah, 4 till 5.30.
No, I won't come to that one.
What?
It starts at 4 o'clock. Child, school,
just bring
and all
her
that
with
type
you.
Of thing. She'll still be at school. She hasn't finished court past. She's got clubs. Okay. See, difficult life.
We'd have done that, wouldn't we? But we're flying back from holiday. I'll have to do the next one.
18th of March.
April.
18th of April.
It's school holidays.
Yeah, it's fine. It's my mum's birthday. Sorry, just discussing my diary now. Shall we move on with the show? There is one more on there I'd like you to read, which is the business doctor's
the
event.
Serlenco. So Peter Sell, saw him this morning. He's got an event on the 25th of February at the Business Terrace, 2 till 4, Business Doctors and Business in Maidstone. It's a free event about time management. So if you're working silly hours, this is for me, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Do you feel that things are getting top of you? If you feel you haven't even got 2 hours to attend this workshop, then it's a must for you and you'll learn how to sort tasks different ways and that you can automate some tasks and begin the journey of delegating some. So to book that, you can go to businessdoctors.co.uk or businessinmaidstone.co.uk also.
And that's on the...
25th of February, 25th. Monday the 25th, 2 till 4, Business Terrace.
Fantastic. Fantics. Well, we've just run through the first part of the show. Wow, so much to go going on. There's some amazing events going on. So keep track. If you go to the bizradio.co.uk website, businessradio.co.uk, too many co's and UK's. Seriously.
Biz Radio.
Just go to Biz Radio. We've got blogs for all of the events coming up on there, so you can find out more details. Now, we're going to have a little break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from our guests today. So you are listening to the Business Bunker. Where are we? What day is it? Oh, no. I had a really nice night last night, but I think I might have had one too many glasses of wine. The Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 15th of February. And my co-host today is the fabulous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Hello.
And our guests are Kate and Keith Merrin, co-founders of Athelbrae Limited.
Hello.
Hello.
We'll be back straight after this. Now, I do want everybody singing along to this in the studio, okay?
You seriously don't.
It's a great song.
We close now.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
This is Channel 2,
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back to The Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. If I slow down, I'm fine. My co-host today is the fabulous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes from Orchard Employment Law. And our guests are Kate and Keith Merrin, co-founders of Athelbrey.
Hello again.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you get people call you Kate and Keith Athelbrey?
No, they normally call it Keith and Kate.
Keith and Kate.
Yeah, I know my pecking order.
the two Ks normal, isn't it?
Yes.
The two Ks. KK. Well, thank you for coming back. Because Kate was on the show, was it last year?
It was last January.
Yeah. Was it a whole year ago?
It was a whole year ago.
So I see it just goes so fast.
It's amazing,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It is. So give us a quick reminder of, for those who may have, for some odd reason, not listened to the last show or not caught up or don't even know who you guys are, because there's probably one or two people out there that possibly haven't heard of you, who you are and what Athelbrey does.
We're a training and coaching company. Mm-hmm. So we've into our 21st year this year.
Yes,
so,
last year was your 20th anniversary.
It was 20th anniversary last year. So Keith started the business back in 1998 and I came on board in 2004. So we deliver a range of coaching and training events, either in-house or on-site for people. We run the odd public course as well, in a whole range of skills, management, soft skills, customer service, sales, you name it, employment law, as and diversity and equality that Gemma does for us. So a whole range of different things. Whilst we're based in Kent, we go anywhere and do anything. We had a trainer in Ireland this week, doing some stuff in Dublin. So we go anywhere.
So you're global.
European, perhaps.
So that's sort of what we do. We've got 26 associates now. We've taken on some new trainers. Some with specialist skills like Gemma. We've got Andy Stars, who does our GDPR. We've got Hillary, who does our mental health things, and then other trainers who do a whole range of different training for us.
So it's good. So you cover quite a wide range of different areas and all important factors that businesses won't necessarily have internal training or things to do it, so that they work with you guys to train their teams for them.
Yeah, we get brought in by a number of companies to work. I think probably our biggest requirement is probably management skills. Many companies who grow, particularly sort of startups.
Managers without skills? Silly.
How dare they? But very often, actually, as companies grow, what worked with two men and a dog now won't work as well.
Yeah.
And they then promote people who are good at their job as a manager, expecting them to manage people. But of course, the skills they need to manage people are very different to the skills they need to do the job. So as a result, they tend to flounder or copy the person before them. So we get brought in a lot to do programs that will run from a day, couple of days, up to sort of 12, 16 days worth of training. And we get called back time and time again. We're now in a number of cohorts with a big manufacturer down in Folkestone. We work a lot with the NHS and some of the CCGs and accountancy firms, financial firms.
It's a real range, and it's a range of business sizes as well. So, you know, you get people that may have four or five members of staff. You may get several hundred members of staff, public sector, private sector. So they've all got different needs and things. So it's finding out what the individual client needs and tailoring what they need and the content of what they need to the delivery.
Sorry, I'm trying to do a Facebook Live here. And for some reason, every time I put a Facebook Live on, it automatically puts hats and things, and I can't work out how to turn it off. So currently, currently at the moment, you've got sunglasses and daisies in your hair.
How can we sound credible with sunglasses?
No, I'm really sorry. I'm thinking, oh my god, this Facebook Live's going out, and I'm trying to get good coverage for you guys, and I don't know how to turn the daisies off.
Well, that might.
To our serious training events, we wear sunglasses and daisies.
Daisy, you got like daisy chain headbands. Exactly.
How did you go from having one person to, I mean, you said you were in several organisations now, so how did you go from one organisation to having lots and lots?
It's almost like, I guess, the evolution of a trainer. That when I started off, I did work with bigger consultancies who brought me in for different times. I did a lot of work with Sky TV up in Scotland for a consultancy in London, flying up there on a Sunday afternoon, flying back on a Friday evening, doing that for probably 6, 9, 12 months. Then you find that you start to get more of your own clients, which means you have more opportunity to manage the diary better and to use the dates that suit you as opposed to then suit other people. Then you get to that position where you start to get too much work, and then you bring other people in to do the work for you as associates, and that gradually grows and grows and grows. We then started to offer public courses, but now we've got this range of trainer base, and most of our work is delivered by our excellent quality trainers. Who will have the relationship at the training level with the client. We have the client relationship, but it works well. And yeah, it's just that growth aspect where you get to a point where you can't be delivering every single day and doing the marketing and the business side of it, and you have to then get other people on board.
So do you do any delivering now?
I do. Yes, I did a team building event for Medway CCG about a month ago. I run our management GRIPS program, which is our new managers program, which is an 8-module 3-hour program for new managers that we run twice a month for 16 weeks. I run that, do some recruitment training, but a lot of the work is actually spent business development side and managing the relationships.
And obviously we heard the story originally from Kate, but what got you to start the business? What made you want to start doing the training business?
I was in Barclays for 20 years. During that time, I was training manager in the South East, so I looked after the training function for Kent, Sussex, South Surrey. Had a team of 13 trainers working with me. And then, like what happened, or what the banking sector did then, was then put you back into the line from HR roles. So I went back into branch banking, started a high net worth branch in Sevenoaks. Gradually stopped enjoying it. A lot of people in the bank who were hanging on to retirement, waiting for the golden handcuffs, didn't enjoy it. I always vowed that I would rather do something else than just sit around counting down the days. So looked around for jobs, in the end decided to actually leave. The problem was that people wouldn't give me work until I left, and I didn't want to leave until I got work. And that vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And eventually I left for, I think, 4 days worth of recruitment interviewing for Mary Stopes down in Bristol. And that was the catalyst. The first 6 months was a day here and there. It wasn't great. And then, as I said, I got work in Scotland with Sky TV. That creates a network of other trainers, because people tend to bring on board people with other skills that they know. Mm. And it then started from there.
Brilliant. And it's grown 21 years later. Yes.
And actually, yes. Some of the clients we worked with in the very first year, we're still working with now.
Oh, that's
in different
lovely.
Guises. Yeah. Our second client was the Kent's and Medway GP staff training that's now run by Invicta Health. And we're still working with them now. We're actually doing more work now than we were 20 years ago, which is great,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. So, and it is very much, I think we've said this to you before, it's very much based around that relationship, working with people. So what I love, because obviously I'm in the office more and I do the admin side of it and organise the trainers and that element of it. But I think what's really lovely is people will ring up and go, we know you can't do this, but do you know anybody that can help with health and safety training or you know, they have specifics. And because of the network we've got, we can put them in touch with people who can help them. So it isn't necessarily us doing the work, but actually having that relationship with people who are ready to come back and sort of say to you, can you help us with something completely out of our skill set?
Exactly.
We can do that for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it works both ways because clients will then say to us, actually, we were talking to somebody at a networking event. They need some management training. Do you mind if we give them your details? Can you have a conversation? So it builds that network, but it is a very sort of supportive thing that we do, which is what we love doing.
Which is nice, which is, I mean, we're having the conversation, was it? I can't remember if it was last week or the week, but we were saying about the business community is about helping each other and sort of sharing the skills and working to each other. And I can't remember who I was talking to the other day, but I was explaining, obviously, the Kent business community itself. Obviously, Kent is huge, and apparently, Paul did correct me earlier, that it is actually the largest non-metropolitan county in the UK. But the Kent, the business community here is fantastic because we will all help each other. And as you say, if somebody comes to you and says, you know, do you do training on a specific topic? You don't do it. Rather than saying, no, we don't do it. You yeah. go, well, we don't do it, but obviously we can recommend somebody that do. And a lot of, I guess, the mindsets have changed so much about working now and collaboration. You know, it's not the whole ethos of competition, you mustn't share and help each other. That's completely gone or it's going. And it's better for you because you know then they'll come back to you again for something else that you can help them
with. Yeah, and I think that's true. I mean, our son works in HR. He's an HR business partner. And when he was starting out, lots of people were really kind and gave lots of really good advice about where to go for things and how to. And it was a real sort of light bulb moment. And actually, as you say, people are willing to share their knowledge and information. And it isn't that sort of working in a silo. No, we're not going to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, which is great because you don't know when you're going to need that help yourselves.
Exactly. And so what you mentioned before we went on air, actually, you've got lots of exciting stuff happening this year.
Yeah,
so what's going on?
We've got our sort of standard things that we do for people in house, but we've mixed things up a little bit this year. We sort of sat down and had our 20th year review, if you like.
What have we done? What have we achieved? What do we want to
absolutely.
Achieve still?
So as Keith mentioned, we've got some open courses, public courses that we're running, which we're doing in, they start in the end of April. So we've got one on customer service excellence. We've got one on time management and one on introduction to supervisory management. They're all running at Chilston Park, but they're one-day courses for individuals. So for those people who have had an appraisal and have, or performance management, and have found that they've got a learning development requirement, they can come along. So it's not getting 10, 12 people in the business trained, it's for that individual. So we're doing some of those. We've got our new Espresso masterclass sessions.
Teaching them how to make coffee?
Espresso.
Is it teaching them how to make coffee?
It was trying to find a name to come up with. But that's the first one of those is on the 25th of March. Again, that's at Chilston Park, but it's 8:30 to 10:30.
Day after my birthday.
Yes. and it's designed to update HR managers, office managers with changes in employment law coming in from sort of April 2019, which has proved immensely popular. So that's good. And then we've got our quiz night, which we know the Bunker got a team in for, and we want some more teams to come along. So that's the charity quiz night we're doing.
Quiz night, yeah. So I managed to sort out the Facebook Live, so you haven't got daisies
around
your head anymore.
I haven't got daisies around my hair.
But Neil Shorthouse is watching and listening. They got it in stereo, Neil. Gemma has saved chocolates.
Oh.
Bless him.
Yeah.
Perfect. She's not coming. Begging.
Yeah, she's not coming until next week, Neil. So you might make them last all weekend. yes, the quiz night.
So the quiz night we're doing for Fight Bladder Cancer.
4th of April.
So all the funds, that, so that is brilliant. Chilston Park have been really kind. They're letting us have the venue and they're providing a welcome drink and nibbles on the table.
That's the only reason me and Gemma are going.
For your brain cells as well.
And
your
brain cells. Bladder cancer.
Yes, actually, yes. No, definitely. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, no, we, the Bunker and the Bunker Extra have a team. We're going to be there taking part. So
we're looking forward to that. So it's a fun night for companies to come along, spend a bit of time with each other outside of work. And just have.
And how much is it for a table or per person?
It's £25 for a table of 6 to 8 people. So you've got lots of opportunity to get people around the table. We've got lots of different knowledge levels and skills. Keith's going to be the quiz master.
Fabulous. So you're going to we're going to test them later to find out what sort of questions they've got. If it's food or drink related, me and Gemma have got it sorted.
You should be okay. So then because the business is so busy, we were saying to Gemma before we came on air that we've had a lot of new clients come on board this year, which is fantastic. But it means that we're going to expand on the admin team later on in the year as well. So we're going to be taking on some staff for that, which is great.
Which is why they were asking me about pregnancies. From
yes. We just want to be on the right side of the law. So
plan in advance for that one.
Yeah, so that's all good. And of course, we've got time now with our little grandson.
Gorgeous.
He's just a few months old now.
Yeah, he's four months.
4 months.
Aww. Connor. 4 months.
So, he's keeping our feet on the table. keeping our feet on the floor.
On the table.
On the table.
Yeah.
On the table. We've got Barry Thompson on Facebook Live watching. He said, did somebody say drink and nibbles? Yes, Barry. So quiz night, 4th of April, Chilston Park.
Barry, come along.
Barry, bring John. Barry and John from me now. You've got to come along. There'll be drinks and nibbles and, you know.
Yeah, so if anybody does want to enter, they can either contact us on Twitter or they can just email me, kate@athelbrave.co.uk, and I'll send a form off. We'd like to, obviously, it's a great charity to be raising money for, but it's also for companies, and you know, bring other halves along. It's open to everybody.
Fun night out. So. Come along, Barry.
And Chilston Park is an amazing venue. We've
been working there for 12-13 years.
Yeah, superb
venue. Yeah. I mean, I just love it across the board. The hand-picked hotels are just awesome to work with. Yeah. Then you know, you guaranteed each of the ones that you go to, you get the quality of service, of food, of everything.
It makes such a difference with the training, because we obviously use it as one of Chilston and Brands Hatcher, our main sort of training venues. Yeah. If we're doing stuff off site, and the service that you get there just makes all the difference. And people come along to a training course and they have a great day and a great atmosphere, and it makes all the difference.
And that's the thing that's another nice thing I like. But you guys, when you do your external training, you use properties like that, and it just makes a difference.
It does, yeah.
The environment's nice. Mm. It's relaxing. You know, they're not stuck in a classroom environment or in a room with no windows or anything like that. So it just makes the learning easier as well.
So many hotels, I think, promise the earth and then don't deliver. You know, as a trainer, if you plan for a break at 10:30, you want tea at 10:30.
Yeah.
So often you have to go and sort of scratch around trying to find it, and all of a sudden a 15-minute tea break becomes half an hour, and the whole timetable goes. What the handpicked group are good at is working in partnership with us.
Yeah.
And you know that, you know, if it's 10:30 break, it's 10:30, and it's so good.
We had a client, a large client from Folkestone, who used them for an in-house session year before
65,
last
70 people there.
And you know, but they put on events for them during the day that meant that they were all engaged and doing something different and things. So you've got that ability to do that, which from our point of view is great, because you know, you can make it really interesting for people.
So in 21 years, what would be the top tip as to how to get to 21 years?
I think for me, it's the planning. I think it's very easy to...
Oh, no, we don't want to hear that. Another one. Bring us another one.
Gemma doesn't like that word, plan.
Planning. But it's so easy to actually put your head down and to just deliver constantly. And what drove it home to us was, at the end of my first year, I got a big recruitment contract in Wales for a call centre. And I was down there 3 or 4 days a week for about 3 months. Finished the contract on the Thursday, went on holiday on the Friday, came back 2 weeks later. And because I hadn't been around to do the marketing and the picking up the phone and talking to people, the diary was empty.
Yeah.
And you had that 3 or 4 month drought where, because the invoices weren't issued, nothing came in, and it took so much time to get back on it again. And actually having to work out that for every day you deliver, you have to then effectively replace it to keep the pipeline active. And it's so important that you're as good as your last contract.
I think for me, it's the balance. It's getting the balance between work and family, because obviously we've got, you know, our children were very young when we started it off. And it's being able to do a job that you love, but still being able to have that time with the family, because actually that's what we're all working for, is, you know, that you've got that. And I think for me, it's being able to balance those things out. So it was great. You know, Keith was away working quite a lot of the time, but it also meant he was there to pick the kids up from school on occasions, which they loved, you know, and they still talk about now, and they're hitting 30.
Yeah.
You know, so it's for me, it's getting that balance right.
But what we did there, because Adam was 7 and Francesca was 5 when we started it, that we link their pocket money to the earnings of the business. So at the end of every month, they would come in and actually ask how much we were invoicing. And I forget what percentage it was. It was a tiny percentage. They gave them, I don't know, £10, whatever it was, a month. Mm. But they took an interest in the fact that if I was away more working, therefore the invoices went up, but they saw me less, but got more money for it.
Oh, I love that idea.
I like that way of bribing your children with money.
You can't go wrong with it.
You're not still getting that pocket money. Yeah.
No. In many different ways, yes.
We have had Neil's put a message on saying, with regards to the hotels, indeed, it's key to collaborate with the team at hotels to ensure it all works.
Yeah,
and it is vital. Well, it's been so great having you guys on the show and finding out how, you know, what you're up to and how you're doing. And it's great to see you expanding, covering more areas and subjects with training. Give a shout out how people can find you if they want to find out more about the trainings you offer.
You could get hold of us either on the Twitter. So we're at Athelbury Limited. So
let's spell that
A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E. So we're on Twitter. You can email me direct, which is kate@athelbury.co.uk, or via our website, which is www.athelbury.co.uk. So it's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E.
Yeah, see, whenever I read your tweets out on the show, I always make sure I spell it out so people know.
months for you to say Athelbury, didn't they?
Athelbury.
Until you corrected him.
Yeah, correct these people. Thank you very much. Guys, I'm going to go off Facebook Live now because my arms are aching. It's been great to have you on the show. And look at the time. It's just flown by. There is never enough time on this show. Once we get going, it's incredible how time... quickly time goes. I want to just tell you out there to put 2 more dates in your diary, people. No, 3 more dates in your diaries. I want you to put the 31st of May in your diary. It will come round fast, which is the next ZC Live. The fabulous Zoe Cairns and Gareth Cairns are putting on the next ZC Live event. It's free to attend. There's going to be a great amount of information going on about social media and updating you with all of that. If you go to zcsocialmedia.co.uk, and click on the ZC Live link.
I'm a speaker for that one.
Are you?
I am.
Fabulous. Gemma's on board.
I'm a speaker for that one too.
Okay, next.
You get everywhere.
Next. Yeah, you're not for these next two because they're mine. We do have on Thursday, the 9th of May, the second Venues and Events Expo Southeast, which is at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin, a one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to meet great venues and suppliers for their events. That's the 9th of May. If you go to venueseventsexpo.co.uk, you can book on for that. We've got some great workshops, some great speakers, really interactive for this year. And this is new for this year, the Tech Expo UK Southeast, which is on the Thursday, the 26th of September at the Kent Event Centre, Detlin. It's the first ever event of its kind in the Southeast, a full-day exhibition for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run, build and grow their business with the power of technology. You can meet over 100 suppliers from different sectors, including IT support, cybersecurity, software, digital marketing, social media and online accountancy. Great speakers. We've got our keynote speaker is Microsoft. So we're really looking forward to that. So if you go to techexpouk.com and find out more. We have come to the end of another fabulous show. Next week on the show, I have our cybersecurity expert, Richard Bell, is back on. And our guest is the fabulous TD Botty is in the studio. We'll get to meet Terry and find out more about him. So don't forget to tune in. Paul has more great guests on Tuesday from 1 till 3. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.